Good morning, Andy Adams. Heckling.
Hi, is Leonard in?
This is he.
Hey, Leonard, this is Sam over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm not too bad. Not too bad. Actually, trying to get in touch with you. Looks like you had requested some information on our equipment financing programs. Did you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, so just quick basic questions just to kind of confirm what we have on file over here. You said it's A&A Auto Recycling. Is that the name of the business?
Yes, LLC.
LLC, okay. Nice. That was my next question. Very nice. How long have you been in business over there?
Going on our 27th year.
Oh, nice. All right. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, for all 27 years.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. And then we have your billing address as 575 East 49th in Denver?
Yes.
That's okay. Nice. Okay. Perfect. All right. So that's, you know, just the basic questions for me. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll, you know, point you in the right direction here.
Sure. We're looking to add a third tow truck to our fleet. There was a time that I had six, then I kind of moved to Arizona and thought I was going to retire, so I changed my mind, come back, and going to start building it back up again.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Now, do you have the specific truck picked out already, or do you just know you need it and still got to shop around?
I've already found a truck, yes.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. Any idea how much that costs?
It's used. It's a 2007 Freightliner. It's going to be $28,500.
$28,500.
All right. From a private owner.
Oh, okay. Okay. Have you ever purchased anything from this from the owner before?
I actually sold him this truck when this is one of the trucks that I got rid of. Sold him the truck. He put about $8,500 in. He's got about $8,500 in receipts that he put into it, and he offered it back to me, and I told him I'd take it. So.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I have the cash to buy it. I just don't. I would rather not go that route.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So you said it's a 2007. Nice. All right. And then, how soon were you looking to bring it on?
Yesterday.
Got it. Got it. Well, we can move pretty quickly. Let me see here. Okay, so just to get an idea, it's going to be your third tow truck. Do you already have kind of, you know, work in place for it, put it right to use as soon as you get it?
I can start.
Okay.
It can start as soon as we get it. I've left him a $5,000 deposit, and I'm going to wait on the financing, and then if not, I can put it to work Monday morning as soon as I write him a check, I guess.
All right. Have you budgeted at all for monthly payments? Do you have any idea of what you were looking for?
Yeah, you know, 24 months, 30 months.
Oh, okay.
Much past that on a used.
I gotcha. All right.
But
that'll definitely be an option.
We're going to go back to six, and the other two will be brand new. I'm not at that point to be able to have. I just got from Arizona, so I'm not going to go out and look. I just want to be able to have the capital and the backing to say, yeah, I do have that from a bank called Santander, but you know, they're just hard to. It takes them a week to get me the docs from New York, and
yeah,
it's a big process that I just don't have time for anymore. I've done several loans with them, and I think they used to be called Sovereign Bank, and.
Okay. Yeah. I'm familiar. Their process probably is a little more cumbersome than what ours is. You know, we can keep it as simple as possible. Usually, you know, to give you an idea, some honest feedback. Usually, on this sort of thing, we're able to at least give you an approval in 24 hours. If it's good, we can fund in 48. However, with it being a private party purchase, that does create a few extra steps because both you. As the buyer needs to get approved and the seller needs to get approved. But with that, we can still keep this under a week easy.
Right. And how about a credit? I mean, what if we did a credit line and I just did it my way? I mean, if I went out and just wrote a check and whether I went to a new dealer.
Sure. It could be an option, you know. How about this? What is your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad?
My scores are all between 700 and 800. I might be over 800 by now.
Nice. Okay. $700-$800. All right. And then how about, what do you do for the business for your gross annual sales, the top line revenue?
You know, it'll go back to what it used to be. Right now, it's right about $1.2 million.
Okay.
And before I retired, we were right around about $2.5 million.
Okay, so you see some growth going from that 1.2.
I'm gonna put it back to where it was.
Okay, nice. Okay, well, yeah, I think we can kind of explore a couple different options. I think probably the best bet here is to just go ahead and try and do this the traditional way. You know, typically it'll be monthly payments, 2 to 5 year terms. Sounds like you want a 2, 2.5.
Yeah.
You can pretty much choose whatever you want inside of that range.
Okay.
But that honestly is going to be the easiest path. Once we start getting into trying to explore the credit line, it can be a little more a little more detailed that goes
in. And you know, later on down the road, I can do the, because I own the property here that I bought many, many years ago. I own it free and clear, so I'm able to use that as a backing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. And, you know, I know you said you're planning on bringing on a few more in the future too. So, kind of the way that we work too, we're a relationship-based bank, or that's what we call ourselves, relationship-based bank. So able to get this first one in and, you know, establish the relationship, it opens up a whole lot more options than what we're able to do for first-time borrowers.
Sure. You'll be happy with the way I pay then.
Nice. Okay. Well, it seems like we have a pretty simple, straightforward process here. Do you have all of the, I'm assuming you have all the information of the person that you're buying it from?
Yes, I do. And I'll have to call you back only because we're opening here in a few minutes and I've got to get everything situated.
Okay.
And then I can call you back and give you all the information you need, including my credit information.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Can you give me an email address right now that I can just send you exactly everything that I need?
Sure. It's Leonard Lopez, LEONARD.
Okay.
It'll be Leonard Lopez 4 at Yahoo.
4 at Yahoo?
Yep, the number 4.
The number 4, okay. Okay, perfect. So what I'll do is I will shoot you an email. It'll have an application and then a list of everything that I will need.
Okay.
You can give me a call if you have any questions on it, or you can just take a look at it and shoot it all back to me. You know, as soon as I get it in, I'll pass it over to underwriting, and then, you know, takes about 24 hours. We'll get you an answer, go over some options.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot, Leonard.
Thank you. Bye-bye.